I'm 44. I'm bisexual, and I was born in the United States. First memory of having an orgasm. I think probably like kindergarten age, maybe first grade. I had a girlfriend who showed me in her basement that if you laid on your stomach and put your hands down there and wiggled, it would feel good. And I think I definitely remember like, wow, that does feel good. And that was the way I masturbated for a really long time. And at the time it was just like, it would get like to kind of a, you know, a good space and then some release. So yeah, about kindergarten, first grade. Three, what does an orgasm feel like to you? I guess I was starting to answer that. How is your orgasm build up? How do you know you're about to have an orgasm? Gosh, these things are so hard to like, I guess that's why you're doing the descriptive stuff. So yeah, how does it feel to me? Yeah, it just feels really pleasurable. Almost like, I guess the way I'm describing it is like, it's like itching a mosquito bite. It just feels really good. It feels more good and more good and more good. Kind of like, yeah, this is right. And then how do I know that I'm about to have an orgasm? I guess it's just kind of like the pleasure, like, passes a threshold that I know is going to like lead to the, you know, like the clinching and the relaxing. So yeah, there's just like a threshold that the pleasure kind of goes above. Do your orgasms always feel the same? Number four. No, they feel super different. There's so many different kinds of orgasms, I guess. You know, sometimes it's just like a quick little thing. Sometimes it's like a big, long-lasting thing. You know, sometimes it's more like centrally located in my genitals. Sometimes it feels like a like whole body, out of body experience. I'm definitely like playing around with more like, yeah, this sense of like, there's these orgasms that like, my whole body gets tight and I hold my breath versus like a letting out and releasing kind of orgasm. So no, they don't always feel the same. Do you ever feel complete release after having an orgasm? Yes. Sometimes that release feels obliterating. Like I could just melt into the ground and die happy. Other times that release is quickly followed by a desire to, you know, ramp up again and have another orgasm and another release. So, you know, if release means that I'm totally done, the answer is no, that doesn't always happen. Sometimes it does. Number six, was masturbation supported in your home growing up? Did you experience guilt or shame? And if so, how did you let go of that to fully experience pleasure? Masturbation was not supported in my home. Like I said, I learned from a girlfriend when I was like in kindergarten, first grade. And I remember kind of doing that throughout my childhood in two ways. One, I would do it in the privacy of my own bedroom because I had a sense that you're supposed to do that in private. Two, in my parents, and my parents had this bedroom that had kind of a bed that had an overhang. And when we would be, that's where we watched TV is in their bedroom. There's a television in there. So we'd watch TV as a family in there. And sometimes I would tuck myself underneath the bed and masturbate there, just telling people, I just like to lay on the floor, you know. I'm sure they knew what was going on in hindsight. How did I let go? I mean, I would say that it's taken a long time. I'm 44 now. And, you know, I used to never masturbate with a partner and was ashamed of how I masturbated on my stomach. but I did a lot of therapy, sex therapy. I worked with a sex coach. I went on retreats like Betty Dodson's retreat. I also did work with sexological bodywork practitioners through the retreat format with Pamela Madsen. I was a client and am now a coach in Somatica Method with Celeste and Danielle. And honestly, like each one of those things has been incrementally wonderful. I think I probably had like the most joyous release of shame when I was in Thailand with Pamela Madsen and we were doing witnessing, meaning I was receiving sexological body work on a massage table with the other women participants watching. And at the end of my time to receive from the two male practitioners, I asked to take the vibrator in my own hands. The music Hallelujah was playing by Jeff Buckley. And I just like went for it, like masturbating and like huge release, like a lot of crying and hanging my head over the back of the table and seeing the other women. And it was just this like, they were crying, we were laughing, like everyone was singing. And that really felt like the final straw in just totally releasing any shame I had about that practice. Number seven, how did taking a body sex workshop affect your orgasms? How does masturbation support your orgasms? I had never used the magic wand prior to body sex. And what I have learned since then is one of the reasons why masturbating on my stomach works so well for me is I can get a tremendous amount of pressure on my vulva, my clit. And I was happy to find that like the first part of day two in body sex, like when we were doing erotic recess and most of the women were laying on their back and I was the same, like it felt good, but I couldn't orgasm and I was not putting pressure on myself to do that. But I was just like, okay, that's interesting. This is powerful, but it's not going towards orgasm. And then they had us get on our knees with a pillow kind of folded in half, the vibrator on top, and then us straddling it like a horse. And I wasn't expecting to orgasm, but that position allowed me to get enough pressure to orgasm. And I remember Betty saying, like, when you start to orgasm, you know, bump it up again. And I remember being like, whoa, I think I told Carlin, like, who would use a 3 or a 4? And then I orgasmed and had bumped it up a couple of times. And afterwards, Carlin was laughing and like, that was a 3, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. How did that affect my orgasms? I think I learned that, hey, I can masturbate not just one way, which is cool. I learned other ways to masturbate. I learned that I need a lot of pressure to orgasm and that there's a lot of different positions. So masturbation definitely continues to support me in learning more. Like I'm definitely playing around with internal stimulation now more than I had in the past, more in masturbation than in partnered sex. 8, are your orgasms alone different than orgasms with a partner? Do you always have an orgasm? So orgasms alone different than orgasms with a partner? Yes and no, because my orgasms alone differ greatly time to time, and so do my orgasms with a partner. And so there is overlap in the variety of orgasms I have alone and the variety of orgasms I have with a partner, that there is some overlap between the two for sure. Ever since I became very comfortable with taking my orgasm into my own hands with a partner, I wouldn't say always, but pretty much always have an orgasm or like 5 or 6 or more, because why not? Like, even if like sex is like done, every now and then still like in the post-coital cuddle, I'll be like, you know what? I would like another one of those. And so sometimes I'll just like be like, hey, could you grab my vibrator? Or would you be willing to, you know, suck my nipples while I masturbate? I would like way more orgasms for all the women in the world. And typically always have multiple orgasms at this point in my sex life. Number nine, what would you tell your younger self about orgasm? I would tell my younger self that orgasms are awesome, that they are something that everyone has a right to, that sometimes it can be confusing to figure out how to get one on your own or with a partner, but that there are people you can talk to about that. There are toys you can use, there are fantasies you can explore, and that there's no one right way to orgasm, and that there's even resources like it's like My Beautiful Agony and Hysterical Literature, where you can see how different women orgasm, and that it's a beautiful, empowering thing to be able to learn about and explore and have both on your own and with a partner.